you doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcast beautiful R&R RV 525 East Francis, up here having a food drive in the beautiful outdoors. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Jay. How are you doing?
Quiet.
Here's a little song I wrote. Might want to sing.
Oh, I can you hear him, Steve?
A little bit, faintly.
Yeah, I can just barely hear you in the background. I don't know if they can hear you. No, it might not be you. It might just be the way it's working.
In every life we have,
I'll ask Casey.
I can't
hear you at all. You're just like a whisper.
That was a little bit better.
That was a... I know who's going to figure it out. The man standing in front of me, because he's got a degree in... Was your degree in figuring stuff out?
Oh, man.
I don't know if they can hear him on the air, but let me see. I'll see.
I feel like I'm on the air, but I
don't know. No, everybody's saying they can barely hear you, Kevin.
Well, why would that be?
I don't know. nobody really wants to hear you?
I mean, I'd like to hear what he has to say.
I would like to hear him as well, yeah. Hey, Kevin, switch over to number two. Will you disconnect and switch to number two?
Were you about to call him Sweetie?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. Was I going to say Sweetie?
It sounded like you.
Okay. Okay, Honey Bunch. Okay, Honey Bunches of Oats.
Yeah, when you were saying switch, it sounded like almost like switch.
Well, you know what? I can guarantee you this, Steve. No.
Oh, okay.
No, and never, yeah. Do.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's
fair.
There's no offense there. I mean, playing favorites or something. I just don't think I'm going to call either of you to that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm fine with
just
that.
Just for the record. 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive. We're here at R&RRV, our good friends up here on the north side on Francis, 525 East Francis. Thank you to everyone who's already helped us, Ron and Jeannie, everybody in there. And, of course, our buddy Casey came out early this morning to help us. Steve and I couldn't figure out how to put an electrical plug into an extension cord. It was really hard. It was very, very hard.
There's a lot going on, Jay.
There was so much there, Steve. What do you think of the food drive so far?
It's great.
Yeah.
Nice and cold.
Are you freezing?
Actually, no. I'm actually pretty nice.
Yeah, you are pretty. You're very nice. You're very nice, Steve.
Yeah. Got a nice little heater over here.
I'm going to turn Kevin on over here. Oh, hi, Kevin.
Oh, there
we
go.
Hey, what's up, dudes?
Casey, he sounds wonderful now.
Oh, see? That's why he's got the degree.
He said he has a degree from university.
Tens and tens of dollars.
Tens of dollars for your degree.
Wow.
Oh, for your pay.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's so true. Wait, was I not supposed to agree with that? Sorry, Case. Suddenly, everybody was looking at me like, what a jerk thing to say. I was like, oh, sorry. Well, welcome, Kevin. I'm glad you're full size now.
Am I? I'm all there. Everything's good.
Yeah, you're full size, baby.
Okay, good. It does sound like, and I know this is going to be weird. It sounds like and the whole reason why I am not at the food drive today is because producer Steve said,
right.
"Is there any way you could just give me a day to be at the food drive?" And not have to deal with you all day.
Right.
And just let me talk to the people on my own.
Fair.
Without you there saying, oh, Steve's single. Oh, you should. Hey, you got no guys. Anybody know he's singles?
Get out of my head.
Yeah.
And so he begged me.
Yeah.
Would you please do one day from home? And
right.
then, you know, the rest of the food drive, we'll see how it goes. But. He begged. This was
Fair.
His wish. So everybody needs to come see Steve today while he's there on his own without me. What would that be called? I would be convoluting the situation.
Oh. No, harassing, I think, is the correct term.
I think it is. Tampering with the evidence.
Right. Whoa, evidence?
Yeah, Steve's the evidence, and I'm tampering with it.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't like that comparison or analogy.
I don't like it at all.
I don't know what's going on.
I love it.
You figured you probably would, yeah.
I was going to say, when Steve talks sometimes, or when he laughs, he's so powerful, you guys cut out.
Oh, is it clipping on you on the laughing?
Yeah, I don't know if that's for everyone or if that's just for my little machine. And if it's my little machine, that's fine. I can deal with it.
I can turn him down.
Because
Steve, you're so loud.
He's so powerful.
He is a loud laugh. Have you ever been told that before?
Soft speaking voice.
You're a soft-spoken human, but yet when you very boisterous and
also sneezes are.
Your sneezes are like a small puppy. It's not loud.
Yeah, but think about when I was in like first grade. They were that loud. It's powerful.
Wait, no.
Yeah, I agree, Kate.
Yeah, I think everybody. I mean, I don't know if people's sneezes change over the years. Maybe they do. I suppose as you.
Well, they probably get a little more powerful as you get older.
Yeah, but
yeah, I would imagine that's true.
I still feel like your sneeze would have been a small sneeze.
Well, it's not like he was a large person.
It's well, you got Casey laughing, so that's the important part.
That's right.
I mean, I'm insulted. You're not even here. Maybe that's why I'm insulted.
Yeah, he's mad at you, and then you start making fun of his sneeze. This is not going to go well. Well, anyway, come on and see us, and you could be the first donator. By the way, do we have it up on our Facebook page? We need to put the link up on our Facebook page. So if you are anywhere in the area, you can stop by here. If you're not in the area, you can go to our social media, and you can simply clickety click click click, and it'll go to right to the Second Harvest page. It asks you how much you want to donate, and for those who are going to ask, and I know you will, which I think you should. That's a smart question. Will that count toward the Jane Kevin Food Drive total? The answer there is yes. So that's absolutely the other thing. You can do it online. If you can't make it out here, if you can, of course, we love to see you. You can drop off your non-perishable food items. You can drop off your donations. You'll write yourself a check to Second Harvest, whatever it is you want to do. Here for you all week. We are at 525 East Francis. It's the Jane Kevin Food Drive. Come see us.
The 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Brought to you in part by Northern Quest Resort and Casino and BECU. Now, live from R&R RV, 525 East Francis, here are Jay and Kevin.
How's your Aurora Borealis, Steve?
It's fine.
Is it fine? Okay, good. I just want to make sure. Kevin, how's yours?
Oh, boy. It is shining brightly.
Huh. And that's something.
Just like you.
Yeah.
You're shining brightly.
Yeah. That's,
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
This little light of mine,
I don't think you enjoyed
I'm going to let it shine.
Ooh.
What's that? What did you
say? We were just saying how much we loved your singing.
Oh. I thought I heard you say something about I don't want to hear it. Nah,
I don't think that was
it. You wouldn't have said that to me, would you? Okay, good. Okay, just making sure. Guys, food drive here. 29th annual.
House?
Jane Kevin, food drive. Yes, that's just it. I am home today because, again, Steve wants all the attention at the food drive today. And so I'm giving him at least one day by himself up there to where it's all about Steve. All you Steve fans,
all about Steve.
Get out here. I would imagine there'll be a bus coming from the
senior center
place. The senior center. Thank you.
Easy.
There'll be a bus coming down to see you, Francie and the gals.
I would imagine. Yeah.
Yep. So it could be a wild
it's weird.
Day for Steve. But yes, I'm here. I will accept donations. Just
that would
them
be
on
lovely.
The lawn.
That would be lovely.
See? There's some of the fans now. And any fan of Steve's, make sure you come by today. This is your one chance to see
That's
him.
That's right.
Uninterrupted, on his own. Jay will be very professional and nice. But when I'm there, it's not that I'm not going to be nice. I'm going to be nice. But it's just I like to try to, you know, get into Steve's life. And I'll be like, hey, you guys should exchange phone numbers so, like, you can go play ping pong or something.
Go that would be lovely.
All right, first off.
No?
No exchanging of numbers. No playing a ping pong.
Well, you didn't. You haven't had him stop by yet.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Oh,
then
oh,
there's
so going to
be a time today, and I don't know. Oh, stop.
Oh, come on now.
I don't know for sure if this is, I'm not going to say what time, but there is a short period of time today where Steve will have to be here by himself. Because I got to run to the station. So I just, but I'm not going to say when it is because, you know, I mean, I don't want you to be overwhelmed, Steve.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But, Jay, you and I know after 29 years of doing the food drive, there's been times, I mean, listen, we raised kids through all these food drives and coached all the teams. And there was always times where we've had to leave at times, right?
And oh, yeah, for sure.
It'll be the day where there's absolutely nobody has come by all day. And then you and I will leave or one of us will leave to go do something. And the second that happens, something weird happens where it's like.
Absolutely. Oh, always.
Hey, this person stopped by and it was very
interesting. Hey, a school bus came by with a bunch of food and we had to carry all the groceries to the truck.
Yes. Those are the nice ones. Like, we don't mind that. But, like, Steve
absolutely
would be overwhelmed.
Not. Yeah.
If there was, like, a school bus. Like, we like that. But then we also get the guys who just came by and were like, what are you doing? Yeah, food drive. Cool. And hey, they just sit down in one of the chairs, and they're there for the day. And you're just like, okay, don't know how to get you out of here.
Yeah.
How would you handle that, anything. Steve? Okay, good.
Say, take
that's
a load
good.
Off, my friend.
What he would do.
Yeah.
Yeah. He would just be like, oh, that's fine. Here.
I got an extra water, you know?
That's your only water.
Oh, that's my only water.
Yeah, so that's not extra.
Yeah. Well, no, I
do have.
Do you
have a water for the
day?
And an apple juice.
Casey, our engineer Casey's here. You see that apple juice right there, Casey? That's usually all he drinks for an entire, like the whole time he's at work. From like 4:30 in the morning till he leaves at like 1.
Casey's got a 50. Yeah, he used to have
the big pop,
biggest.
Right? What's your soda of choice, Casey? Hold on a second. Let's get Casey over. Are you this one, Casey? Ladies what's your soda?
I'm usually drinking a mix of cherry Coke,
ooh,
regular Coke, and it's about halfway.
Okay,
and then because I am so health and fit conscious,
yes, sir,
it's Coke Zero for the rest
okay.
of it. You know, because
wait, so you're a mixer?
I am working on the trimness
awesome.
And the sveltness.
Samesies.
Yes, exactly.
Samesies.
So.
What size pop do you get?
I usually get the 44.
The 44, yeah, the Route 44 deal. Yep. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
What's that cost, if you don't mind me asking?
Most of my month's salary.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I mean, since COVID, I do. The government was really helping with that.
I got a loan for it.
Yes.
Or a gift, one or the other.
It will be sad to see some regimes go, because I will not be getting so much money if other regimes pop into place.
Oh, what the heck?
Casey, how do you do
Thank
with
you,
the
Casey.
Ice? Are you...
It depends. If I know I'm going to be sipping on it for a while.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
I'll put the nugget ice in it. I'm a nugget ice person.
Is that the little pellet
thing? The little pellets.
Oh, yeah, those are the best.
Yes, the little rabbit pellets. Yes.
Yes.
That works fine. But if I know I'm going to be drinking it pretty quick, I won't put a lot of ice in it because, as you know, because the Titanic history, icebergs displace water.
Yes.
So you don't get as much soda.
Right.
So
you want
less
more.
Ice, more soda.
Yep. Fair.
Let it go.
Yeah. There's not going to be any left. You're not going to like save it, put it in the fridge, any of that.
Oh no, because once the carbonation's gone.
Yeah, and garbage. Carbonation's gone, and you got some ice melt in there. Yeah, that's just the whole
diluted
thing.
Not as good.
So you're not in favor of the 8 ounces or 6 ounces of apple juice for an entire day.
That would be qualified as what I would call a sip.
I mean, honestly, we're good.
This is important.
Look how beautiful it is.
It is extremely cute, sir. I look at that and I think, oh, I should get some of those for my kids. They would love them.
I think it's precious, exactly, is it not, Casey?
It's a precious
thing. Yeah, it's so cute.
I mean, when you think moths, you really think adult.
You better open that thing and take a little sip out of it, because otherwise the first kid that comes up there and donates today is going to go like,
because
they always look at the table and they'll say, can I have one of those? And they're going to think that those juices are for the kids.
Yep, he just took a drink. You convinced him.
Okay, good.
Oh, yeah.
Should I spit in it too or something?
Until you have a brother, because that's a definite brother thing. You're like, oh, I already put my finger in that. And then if you're a root, don't care, eat it anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Casey, thank you for all your help here this morning, by the way, my friend.
It's a pleasure.
Yeah, always good to see Casey. I mean, it's always, and I do mean good, because it's like, oh, I can breathe. Just in case something goes wrong, Casey's there. All I got to do is, oh, Casey?
Yeah.
But it does, if he's not expected to be here and we see him, then it means trouble.
Well, yeah, because then he gets a phone call.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not as fun for Casey or anyone else. Yeah, it's like 30. I bet Jay's calling me. That's great. Sure, glad I went to bed at 10:30. What time did you go to bed?
I think I got to bed at midnight.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Ooh.
I'm tired just thinking about it. All right, well, we're at the food drive. Step up and see us, 525 East Francis. We are at R&R RV.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
9 adult.
The 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Brought to you in part by Northern Quest Resort and Casino and BECU. Now, live from R&R RV, 525 East Francis,
here are Jay and Kevin.
A couple other thank yous for you. We got to make sure we thank Star Rental. They're with us. We appreciate them. But the heater, and they brought out the... Steve, this could be your first listener right here.
Oh.
How much pressure do you feel right now?
A little scared.
You look nervous. Yeah, you look very nervous.
Nervous.
They're
nervous.
Nice people.
Yeah, no, I'm sure.
See, you don't have to worry about it. It's just a guy smoking.
Smoking a pipe.
He was.
Oh, it's just a guy smoking a pipe.
Huh. That was not what I expected. It's like, you know, could be an employee. See, because the employees come through here too, so you don't really know.
Oh, okay.
I want to thank LJ Oil stepping in and Patera, of course, making sure to, have us on the air with the internet. You heard about the internet?
A while ago.
Ooh, also, I think, I'm pretty sure, if you go to our text line, so if you text, I'm going to do it right now and see if it works. I'm going to do an on-air experiment, Kevin. So
okay,
509-441-99.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you text food. You should get a link back that can then allow. There it is. Okay.
Oh,
so
you make a donation.
There is
just
a.
Like that.
You can make. Psh. Absolutely. So if that's the easiest way for you, you can just text the word food to our text line, 509-0999. We'll send you back a link that will then send you to the page to donate for Second Harvest, which, of course, is where all donations go to. And it does actually count as part of the Jay and Kevin Food Drive, because you'll see right there, it just pops up. See, Steve, what it looks like?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I love the graphic,
simple.
Too.
Yeah, the one that I think you made, or together you made it. I don't know what happened there. One of you two did it.
That would be the work of Steve, I believe. No, I think that's the work of Steve.
Oh, Steve. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Stevie boy. I do have one thing.
Stevie boy.
Actually, I have a couple things to say, maybe. First, what I would like to say is, you know, with the whole donating online thing, I know we're live on location, and it's awesome. And we also do understand that the location, 525 East Francis at R&R RV, is not necessarily close to everybody. Right?
It is not, no.
Like, it's not
right.
It's not realistic. That's why we give you a whole week to try to get there if you want to come up.
Correct.
It's a tradition for so many. to come up and say hi at the food drive. It's the one time a year we see a lot of people. Whatever, okay? That's great. We still want you to do that. But everybody else listening who's just like, there's no way this week. I'm in Post Falls. I'm in Coeur d'Alene.
Sure.
I'm in, you know, Davenport. It's just not happening this week. You're not off the hook from donating to the food drive. Giving food to families, to kids who need it. Like, honestly, just text food to our text line. So we have to do the whole text, the whole number, right? Is that it?
Yeah.
I'm just making sure.
To 509-441-0999. Yeah, it's not a text code.
Okay.
And then you just...
Okay, so it's just
And then
that.
You just text just the word food. Yep.
And it is going to send you back a link, and you can make a donation right there. Do something, okay? I mean, that is real, real easy. Now, I would be sad, of course, if we didn't see anybody, but also if we had the biggest food drive ever because everybody just donated online and we just sat up there in the parking lot, we'd be like, well, it's a bummer that people didn't come by, but you know what? As long as we
raise
the money for Second Harvest, we're happy guys.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Also, don't forget about the schools, too. The classroom with the biggest donation gets a pizza party.
Pizza party here.
What do you think? Well, I don't know that we get any pizza, Kevin. I don't think that's how that works. Well, we'll show up at their classroom.
We are the party. We bring the pizza party.
Okay. Now, what?
Is this a what?
We waited for a while before we had the pizza party last year. Right? Because, Steve, you worked for us last year because you went to the pizza party.
I did.
And you were not at the food drive.
Correct.
What was your start date, did we decide? The 23rd?
It was something like that, yeah.
October 23rd, so it was right afterwards. And then one of your first things was going to feed kindergartners pizza.
Yeah, that was not overwhelming at all.
No. You seemed super comfortable with it.
Yeah.
If I remember, actually, you know what? He was pretty good with the kids. I thought you were good with the kids.
Man, I fit right in.
Yeah, also they were like, excuse me. Yeah, right. Casey grabs his apple juice. And says, well, of course he was good with the kids. He's drinking 8 ounces of apple juice. He is a child.
I'm not finished with that yet.
Well, I hope not. There's like one. What is that?
I took a couple sips.
I've never, ever seen a grown man drink like that. I mean, the second he touches his lips, he puts it back down. I don't know.
Delicious.
What if I gave you $1, could you chug the whole thing?
No, I'm not good at chugging things.
Jeez. Okay,
can't do it.
It's just hilarious.
Don't even.
No, we love you, Steve. You know that. We sort of mean it. All right, so stop by and see us. We're at 525 East Francis. It is the 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive.
The 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive.
From the parking lot of R&R RV.
At 525 East Francis. On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Oh, sorry. That was some jazzy music going on right there. I don't know if you noticed that. Hey. Becky, number one. Hey. Becky's number one. Hey, Becky's number one. Hey. Becky was number one, Kevin.
It's about time. Huh? Not for you, Becky. I mean, great job, Becky. Great job, Becky. However.
Yeah. Becky, she was excited, Kevin. She's very excited to be number one. You didn't want number one to be at 6:40. Yeah. I get it. Yeah.
But other than that.
No, I understand
thank you,
that.
Becky.
Yeah.
Let me guess, Becky.
Yeah, she
was
great. She's great. She's a spam ambassador too.
Oh, really? Jeez, this lady is involved.
Yeah.
Was she going to work at a medical facility?
We didn't ask her. You know what? I was talking with her when she went to pick up her spam cam.
Yep.
And I believe. If I remember correctly, I think she works for a vet.
Okay.
Like vet hospital?
All right. I could believe that.
I think that's right.
Seems like a concerned person who might work for a vet hospital.
Yeah. I think that is right. I might be misremembering.
Also known as a medical facility. One for one.
That's correct. I mean, right. Yeah, you're on fire right now.
I would say that's more than a win.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and, Steve,
and yeah,
that's
her daughter
one
has
thing.
The spam can.
Ooh, where at?
In Brazil, I think she said.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
So Steve, we'll hopefully when you get talk cool to pictures. These
I think
people,
she said that. Uh huh.
Make sure you find out all their business. Like, you're like, hey, thanks for coming by. What are you doing? You heading to work today? Where do you work at? Oh, very cool. Man. Okay, great. Yeah, interesting.
Then no one's going to want to stop by if I do that,
and
Kevin.
What you also got to do, Steve, this is a little move you got to learn right away.
All right.
Most of the time, they pull up in their car, right? And you can go to their car and talk to
them. Yeah.
If this is the case, and this is great because I'd say 90% of the time, that might be a lie. I was going to say that you are at the at the driver's side window to get the donation from them. But that's probably true. Most of the time we are. Take a good look at that left hand. If they've got a wedding ring, Steve, they got a wedding ring, stop the flirting right away, okay? Just be a gentleman. But if that finger is empty, that's what we like to call
really?
A window
what was...
of opportunity. Knock
literally,
because
he's at the window.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that was a Steve? Window tap.
I didn't know what that was either. Yeah.
Hey.
I didn't either. What do you think?
Oh.
It was your deal and you still didn't know.
What did I think? What do I think?
Yeah.
You got some interesting thoughts. That's what I think.
Right.
That would be lovely. Man.
Oh, no.
Not so much.
Oh, my gosh. What great ideas.
You really got something there.
I'm here to help.
Yeah.
You know what?
Well, I appreciate that.
As long as they're donating food, that's the kind of
Becky
person
just
you
texted.
Want to be with.
Wait, Becky just texted.
No.
Yes.
Becky's text and?
Dogs and cats, spay and neuter.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So I did remember.
Well done. I think it was Kevin that remembered, was it not?
Well, he said in the medical field, and then I said.
And then, yes, Steve did remember the conversation.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good for you, Steve.
It's coming back to me. Thank you. I appreciate it.
One in a row for Steve O'Steve.
Just a guess. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Here comes Monty at about 50 miles an hour through the parking lot.
Hi, Monty.
Hey, slow her down there. Hoss, take it easy.
Hey.
Food drivers, get it on.
Oh, you ready, Monty? Yeah. One, two,
let's
three.
Let's hear the yell.
Food driver here. Hey, let's get it on.
Could you hear him, Kevin?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't need a bike.
He's wound up. Okay, see,
that's a big truck. You drive a big truck, sir.
I believe
give me a honk on that horn, boy.
Right?
Oh, wow.
Well, who?
Warren?
Hi, Monty.
No, Warren, I think, is helping Bruce do something. Yeah, Warren's helping Bruce do something. Kevin, Monty just parked right in front of the overhead door.
No, he's backing up now. Ooh, watch yourself. He's going to run over that scarecrow.
This guy. You ever know this? The same Monty.
He's fine.
He always, first of all, he's very generous, but he always does the thing where he just kind of makes himself at home.
Oh, yeah. Monty
so he's
is
like,
the guy
pulls
who
the parking lot.
Feels like he has all access to all
things.
What is
things. He doing?
He right? Like any place Monty shows up, pass. He's like, well, if I'm here, I must have all access.
Hey, that's not right? A parking space.
he's in a no parking zone and couldn't care less.
Oh, my
less.
God. That's going to make Steve
oh, man.
Crazy.
Expired.
We'll be right back
that's
on RRB.
No parking zone.